She props me up on a kitchen counter, and captive I watch her make peanut butter and jelly wrapped in waxed paper. I don't move, I don't make a sound. I am so amazed how she does this with ease. So methodical, so predictable, hero of the household, meeting everyone's needs. First one, just mine. Then two, he follows me to school. Then three, we took the bus by then. And four, and what a surprise with number five. But I'm on my own now. I'm no longer watching from the kitchen counter. And she is sad by the decline in the number of lunches to pack. And she's tired of getting tangled in that newfangled plastic wrap. At first it was simple while she had lots to do, wiping noses and tying shoes. She never questioned her role. When people ask, who are you and what do you do? I am the mother of five. I am the wife of the architect. But one day she awoke and found herself confused, out of place and so alone. She had raised them to be on their own, and now she was unsettled, frightened by the prospect of a different role. First one, just mine. Then two, he follows me to school. Then three, we took the bus by then. And four, and what a surprise with number five. Everyone's on their own now, and there's no one watching from the kitchen counter. But wait, what do I see? There's someone who looks a little bit like me. Could it be? First one, just mine. Then two, he follows me to school. Then three, we took the bus by then. And four, and what a surprise with number five. Everyone's on their own now, and there's someone new watching from the kitchen counter. And she is reassured that she has a place, reassured that she is needed. And someday this little one will understand why Grandma refuses to use that newfangled plastic wrap. First one, just mine. Then two, he follows me to school, and everything comes back round again. We took the bus by then. And four, and what a surprise with number five. First one, just mine. Then two, he follows me to school.